see the amazing work the charity's doing to prevent homelessness. So we did. Yes, food is a very important part, actually, of what they do. They give away food parcels, they serve hot meals, and they teach people how to cook. I could do with some of those lessons. It makes money go further, and eating tasty, healthy food is also going to help them cope with life's challenges a little more easy. Well, BBC Radio Cumbria's Belinda Artigstall went along recently to meet staff, clients and volunteers as they got ready for lunch.
It's a hive of activity in the kitchen. Lunch is being prepared. There are cucumbers and onions being chopped on a chopping board just to the left. Claire is in charge of some very big steaming pots on the stoves over here. I can see a cake cooking in the oven, I think, which looks very nice. And then on the table in the middle of the kitchen, what's we got here, Claire?
We've got bacon and pasta bake. All of this has come from local supermarkets, so we're using stuff that would have gone in the bin otherwise. So we turned that into something delicious. Marion over there's making salad from our garden and the allotment. Hello, my name's Claire Neal, and I'm the Learning Kitchen Manager here at Manor House. We help with housing, benefits, food. We help prevent homelessness. So that's the crux. People say, oh, if you've got lots of homeless people at Manor House. We do have homeless people here who we send to the council, or we liaise with the council and get them housed. But really, we're wanting to prevent people in poverty becoming evicted, or the cycle of poverty. We're just trying to break that.
And through in the main meeting room, people are starting to gather for lunch, having a bit of a chat. We've got some music playing in the background. So it's really very busy here at Manor House this morning.
Amanda, to simplify a fairly complicated story for you, you're a single parent family, basically struggling to make ends meet. How bad has it got for you?
Yeah, due to my council tax, I had the bailiffs come out to my house on Friday, and I come straight to Manor House, and Chris rung them up straight away and advised me everything that I have to do. And I've gone this morning, and it's absolutely all sorted. I'm not going to have the bailiffs come to my door anymore. And yeah, I don't know what I would have done without them, really. I get all my clothes from here that I can't afford, shoes, toiletries, food wise. I come and eat here every day.
I'm making a lentil dal. We always do a choice, quite spicy today. And some lovely savoury rice. We've made banana cake with had a big glut of bananas today, so we're going to have banana milkshake too. So it's all delicious.
Karen, is Claire a bit of a whiz at just dreaming up recipes from anything?
She's amazing. She is probably the world's expert, I think, in ready, steady cook. Hello, my name is Karen and I'm a volunteer at Manor House.
What would you say is special about Manor House?
Everybody has something to give. Nobody is better or worse than anybody else. Some people need more help than others, but everybody gives it. Not just the staff to the clients or the volunteers to the clients, but the staff to each other and the volunteers to each other and the clients to each other. Everybody pulls in the same direction, and it has such a good feel-good vibe that it's a pleasure to come.
And should we get oil and some vinegar to make a dressing?
By the way, I'm Marion.
Hello, Marion. I'm Belinda. How are you?
All right.
So what are you doing there?
Onions.
Oh, chopping onions.
Hello, my name is Martin. Well, I came down here about 15 years ago because I was homeless at the time. Yeah, that's how I first come down here, yeah, but just through friends and stuff who told me about it, you know. And I've been coming down for the last 15 years, on and off. They've helped me. I've just moved into a new flat 6 months ago. I've had a fridge off from a freezer. Everything in my flat's from here.
I think you were in and out of prison for quite a long time, weren't you? So
yeah.
That was why you were somewhere to live.
Yeah, that's right, yeah, yeah. Been out of prison for like since I was 15, so I'm doing all right. I've been out of prison for 18 months or so now, so I'm planning on staying out for good.
And when you come here, there's no judgment, is there?
No, there's no judgment at all, you know. No, it's a really good place to come. It is.
The food is going out on the counter, but there is a signal here at Manor House before anybody can eat.
since I've stopped teaching, I now work Fridays here, and Friday to Pie Day is an absolute popular day. They love corned beef pie, they love sausage and meat pie, whatever we can put in a pie, we have. And it's quite an easy day in the kitchen, really, so that it's more about chatting to people, teaching them skills, how to cook, how to make gravy. And in the prep, there's a lovely calm atmosphere as we prepare the food together and then share it together, which is wonderful. And it just makes everybody feel that they're invited to the party.
Would you like some pasta as well?
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
If you hadn't had the help from Manor House that you're getting, what do you think could have happened to you?
I would have been in a hell of a lot of worse situation, maybe even out on the streets, because I really could not afford to live without them. And, yeah, with their help, I've still got a roof over my head.
It's BBC Radio Cumbria's Belinda Artingsole reporting on the work of Manor House in Kendal as part of Your Town, Your Stories and Great Hilly Charity is helping so many people. Oh, and by the way...